From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show. Another episode on the Frontline Radio, Bleed Blue Roundtable, talking to running backs. BleedBlueShow.com is our website, audio archive. Episodes can be found on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and Stitcher. So this week we will be discussing the running back position. So the depth chart of the New York Football Giants, how does it fare within the division and the rest of the NFC? Before I get into all that, earlier this week, the Yankees episode on the Dugout Podcast, check that out, talking Yankees baseball. Got a huge series with the Boston Red Sox this weekend, so we'll be back on Monday to really discuss what happened in the series versus the hated rival Red Sox. So check that out, the Dugout Podcast on the Bleed Blue Show. This past Tuesday, we had the dialogue with Ranger Proud, the Rink Podcast for Ranger Proud, had the guys on, Brian from BlueShirtsNation.com, of course, Night Chandler 7, talking Rangers hockey. We had a good dialogue talking the NHL draft, the Rangers picks. We talked about the NHL awards, NHL Hall of Fame. I had a whole dialogue, a whole bunch of stuff. That episode as well on BleedBlueShow.com, our website. And of course, last and certainly definitely not least, but my personally, dear to my heart, the New York Knicks, talking Knicks basketball on the Knickerbocker Avenue Fan Forum with the guys on there, the stakeholders on there, talked about the draft picks of Kevin Knox and Mitchell Robinson, and more in depth since the NBA draft. A little bit on the NBA Summer League. So we talked a little bit of NBA when it came to that. So all of those episodes for the Rangers, the Yankees, the Knicks, and of course Big Blue here on Bleed Blue Show, man. So this week we will be talking the running backs, the running back depth chart on this team thus far, barring injury, of course. It's pretty decent. It's not bad. It's pretty good on paper. You still got to see how it's going to translate into. On the field, but with the draft pick, we talked about it on the first pick, the second pick in the first round with Saquon Barkley. You added Jonathan Stewart, a longtime veteran running back, University of Oregon in all those years, splitting carries, and even had a little bit of a lead as the Carolina Panthers running back. And then you talk about Wayne Gallman, his year last year, pretty much thrown into the fire, getting probably more touches than he more to had. I actually think he's going to improve. I'll talk about that a little bit later as well. And of course, the other guys that's in camp that we bring in on, like who is Jalen Simmons and who else is Robert Martin the third. So giant running backs going into camp, and any other guys that might be fighting for maybe a spot on this team. I personally think the Giants are going to carry three running backs this season. I'd be shocked if they did go with a fourth, because you can always bring a fourth running back on if they need to. And let's say they did go to fourth running back, who will be the guy to get that the position? Who will be that guy? If there was to be a fourth running back. So, I mean, I think this area of the team, when it comes to the running backs, is definitely safe. As far as we know who is who, pretty much, this is Saquon Barkley is the lead role. There's definitely no doubt about that. Jonathan Stewart, that's why we brought him in. And that piece kind of filled in beautifully because Gettleman signing him to that deal before the draft. And the way it pans out that he has that veteran mentorship. And Wayne Gallman, who's going to be a nice, I would say a change of pace, but he's going to be a guy to give a Saquon Barkley or even a Jonathan Stewart some rest. I actually would think Pat Shula will give him more reps per se. I could see him fitting him into the office. Mike Shula doing the same thing as offensive coordinator. So and then like I said, talking about Jalen Simmons, a guy, a running back who was actually on the street last year for the Carolina Panthers, and the Carolina Panthers brought him in. He's a guy who went to South Carolina State University. He's looking to vie for a position, invited to camp, see how he's going to do. Playing behind Jonathan Stewart, so there's familiarity with them knowing each other, knowing Mike Shula's offense, and how and then putting that together with what Pat Shurmur is going to do. And Robert Martin is an interesting one in the sense of is a good running back at Rutgers. If you remember him, he's a guy who is really a north-south type of runner in that Big Ten Conference, kind of more of a power back per se. He runs very, very high, and a guy who's not shy of running in between the tackles. So when you talk about that with Robert Martin, Jalen Simmons, and, of course, the other aforementioned guys, we shall see how this goes, man, with the running back depth, man. So we're going to bring on the stakeholders. We're going to have a nice dialogue because let's look at it like this from the running back perspective. I'll bring the questions, and of course everybody else brings the questions as well to the forum. But if how you look at the blocking of these guys, the pass catching, the receiving, how they're going to match with the blocking schemes of the front the offensive line. So when we have the stakeholders on, when we get them on, we're going to look at all these individual running backs and have that talk, man. So BleedBlueShow.com is being streamed live right now in a lot of the social media and as well as on our website at this episode as well. So let's talk to the stakeholders. Real quick roll calls, and then let's talk running backs. And then I actually want to see how our crop of running backs look within the division as well. So let's go to KGYR, Capo. Ray, I hope all is well with you, bro. And then we bring on other stakeholders. Ray, what's going on, sir? How's everything? Talking Giants running back. Just quick roll call time. Just say hello to the people. How's everything?
Listen, man, I'm going to Florida next week for a month and a half. I'm chilling, man. I just want to call in. I haven't called in about a week or so. I love y'all, man. And thanks for everybody. You know, reaching out to me. That's all I got to say.
All right, stay right there. Do you want to talk running backs or you just want to just listen in?
Nah, man, I'm talking running back, man. Let's go. All
right, let's do this. All right, cool. Stay right there. All right, thank you very much. Let's see. Who's that? That person is listening in. That's fine. Okay, let's go to out west. Okay, this would be Jason from the Big Blue of Arizona. That would be Big Blue Arizona on Instagram. We got to get the weather report from out there in Arizona. Jay, what's up, man? How's everything?
Yo, Steve, what's good? Hey, it's hot, dude. All I can say is hot. Something like that. Every time I talk to you from now on until about November, I'm just going to say it's hot. I think you'll feel my pain, or you'll understand my pain.
Woo!
Hey, I'm trying to link up with Steve from L.A. next week. I'm going to be working out at Kingman, Arizona. He's in Vegas, so hopefully I get to see him and have a meal with him. Kind of excited about that. As far as the running backs, I am, like, so excited to talk about running backs. It's going to be quite interesting. I'm going to give a unique spin on this. So I'll see you when you bring me back
nice.
On.
Nice. All right, cool. We'll do that. Now, let's start with this. I'll say it like this. I should have wrote this down before the show, but I'll do it right now. The running ability, pass catching, receiving, blocking. I will even, you know, we'll start with those three right there because those are the most three important. Ray, I want to start with you. Let me ask you this as far as, we'll start softball. How confident are you in the totality of the running backs going into camp? Saquon Barkley, Wayne Gallman, Jonathan Stewart, Jalen Simmons, Robert Martin. What's your thoughts on those guys overall, just their ability as a unit? And then we could get into the individual stuff a little bit later.
Well, I feel like this, man. Saquon Barkley, he's going to be the all-around back, man. You know what I'm saying? He's going to run it. and he also is a threat in the pass game. But also, Jonathan Stewart, I feel that we're going to use him as a goal line on running back. You know what I'm saying? So, and Gallman, he can run, man. That kid can run, man. So I'm not losing any faith in him. All I'm saying is that, man, this running back core is going to be deadly, man. Like, I feel that you can use Saquon Barkley, you know what I'm saying, as a prime back. But, you know what I'm saying, when he needs some time on the sideline, you can go Gallman. Gallman can run it down, you know what I'm saying, and he can wear people down. And as far as Stewart, like I said, he's a veteran. I feel like he's a goal line on running back, man. And that's all I got for now.
Before we go to Jay, let me ask you this. When you say goal line, you mean specifically going for, I don't know, third and one on a goal line? Or do you mean, like, what about, I don't know, third and one situations? Or do you want Barkley in those situations? Or are you talking about both? Or are you just mainly talking about at the goal line, you're about to score a touchdown type of goal line?
I feel like this, Steve. Stewart is the veteran, so I feel like, you know, even if it is a first down on the goal line, you know what I mean? Because, you know, you don't want to wear out your rookie running back. You put in Stewart, you know, he's been around the league a while. Just put him in, man, and put him in the first, even if it's first and goal, you know what I'm saying? Just put him in. And I think he's going to be able to get us some touchdowns and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't want to – because like I said, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to put the rookie in and wear him out too much. So, you know, you put in Stewart, and he'll be able – even if it's 31, first and goal, second and goal, whatever the case may be, you want to put them in there, you know what I'm saying, to get us touchdowns, because you don't want to wear out the rookie running back, and that's all I got.
All right, cool, Ray. Let's go to Jason on that. Jason, your thoughts. As a unit overall, we could get into the individual guys, whether they're strong at and we get on the next go round. Matter of fact, if you said you had a twist on it or a spin on it, how do you feel about these guys as a unit, even if you want to dive in individually? What's your thoughts, Jason, on that when it comes to the running back unit?
Well, Steve, you mentioned the key word is unit. So we have a second-year guy, and we have a – I don't know how many years Jonathan Stewart. I think he's probably in the league between 8 and 10 years. So they've been around. They've been through the rigmarole of playing professional football. We're talking about Saquon Barkley in the unit – and I guess, a little confused with throwing him into the mix when he really hasn't played an NFL down. I mean, we're saying he's in the unit as a rookie with all these college attributes. I just have a hard time buying into the fact that Saquon is being talked in the unit when he hasn't really played a game. I think it's kind of like the cart before the horse. I mean, he hasn't played an NFL down. He's part of the unit, yes, but all the attributes were only comparison we have is college attributes. So I'm not ready to say the unit is established right now without seeing in-game action of the running back core. And as far as the running back, Steve, I think we're going to carry three running backs. It's going to be Saquon, Gallman, and Jonathan Stewart. And I think one of the two that you mentioned will probably be on the practice squad just in case of injury. But I'm not really ready right now to say we have an established running back core when you have a rookie in there that has not played a single snap.
Fair enough. Let me ask you this. What about Jonathan Stewart? Now, he's been a veteran. many a year, splitting carries with D'Angelo Williams. He even carried a load of a couple of years. Even with, who's that other running back? The big, he was a big fullback with them after D'Angelo left.
Mike Tolbert.
That's who I was thinking of.
Stewart,
what about his asset? What things does he bring to this unit? And then we'll go to the next stakeholder on these running backs.
Hey, you know, Steve, in all fairness, I really wish G6 would call and speak on that. I don't know if Jonathan Stewart, like Ray was saying, I don't know if he still has the legs on that third and inches, third and goal, third and one, to move that pile to get the first down, to get the touchdown. I don't know if he's your power back anymore. And I don't think I can give a fair assessment on that. I'm not familiar with him. He is older. I don't know if he's got the legs, the quads to do what Rayson was saying that he would like to see Stewart do. I'd like to, hopefully, if G6 is around, he can call in and give a better synopsis of that situation.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's get to Manny Dogs and then bring on Chris. But Manny Dogs, what's going on, bro? Hope all is well. And what's your thoughts as the unit, the giant unit of running backs as of right now? Welcome back to the Big Blue Roundtable.
Yeah, man. I'm excited. I'm excited for the unit. And to counter some of the points the last guy was making, the last thing, as far as Stewart goes, the last thing to go in an athlete is his power. Jerome Bettis, Tyrone Wheatley, Dak Crockett, Natron Means, when their speed dwindled, their power remained. Jonathan Stewart will be a great short yardage back. I'm excited. It kind of reminds me of 91, where you had rookie Rodney Hampton, you had Dave Meggett, and Otis Anderson. And those are the type of running backs that similar styles that we have right now. Saquon Barkley is definitely in the unit. You don't draft a guy number two and he's not in the unit. He's in the unit. He's going to make a splash. He's going to be a legit running back. Now, using him sparingly, that would be smart. Using him, he's a matchup problem. He's a matchup problem. If you guys watched any of the mini camps, OTAs, every guy we threw at him, whether it be a DB or linebacker, got smoked. So he's a matchup problem. And then we got Gallman. And I think Gallman is a good complement. He can do a little bit of everything. He can be a power back. He can be a third down type of guy. I really liken this group to that group we had in 91. Now, as the season goes on, you got to lean on the guy. And I think as the season goes on, you'll see Saquon become the guy. But I think we go into camp. We have three running backs. Stewart won't be able to carry the load, but he'll be a good alternate power back. Gallman will be a good change of pace guy. And Saquon's going to be the home run threat. I think he can do just about anything. You know, when you thought about Dave Meggett, he can, in the Super Bowl, he had an amazing game. I don't know if you guys remember that. In the Super Bowl, he had an amazing game. If it wasn't for Thurman Thomas killing everything that was moving, he probably would have been the highlight of the Super Bowl. I know Otis Anderson won the MVP. Again, that's another big power back who was on his last legs, everybody said. But Dave Meggett was very dynamic. So I think Saquon Barkley starts off that way and evolves into the main guy. And I think Gallman becomes our switchblade kind of guy. He'll be a switchblade. He'll be whatever we need him to be. I think third down primarily. In the beginning, I think towards the end of the year, both of those guys, Stewart and Gallman's rep is going to fade off. So, but yeah, I'm excited for this group, man. I'm excited for this group. I think this is the best running back group we've had in a long time, hands down. So, I'm excited.
Let me ask you a follow up before we go to Chris. Let me ask you this: do you? It was actually what I asked Ray. If you see goal line situations, you see more Barkley going to split those snaps or touches. Let's say if you, the Giants are in the goal line, in the green zone, they used to call it under Coughlin, or you see more of that Jonathan Stewart going to be a banger as far as if they could load up on the line, go with more of a jumbo package, or you think that you see kind of a mix between the both, or even Gallman? Like, how do you see situations, like, depending on if the third and down distance, or do you see more of a Barkley with a Schumer using a Gallman, or like what other situations do you see that the offensive coordinator Mike Shula and the head coach Pat Shurmur utilizing the talent with depending on the packages of that they're going up against certain defenses?
I think when you get into third and one, midfield around that area, anywhere between 1 to 2 yards, you'll see Stewart. I think if it's third and five, third and six, again, in the beginning of the year, you may see Barkley and Gallman. But I think when you get down to the goal line, it's going to be Stewart and Barkley. Barkley's athletic ability, if we're talking first and goal from the two-yard line, one-yard line, have you seen the way this kid leaps? I mean, over the pile, that's Barkley all the way. I think you may see Stewart in that realm as well. Or maybe you see two at a time. You see Barkley and Stewart in the backfield. Or you see Gallman and Barkley in the backfield at the goal line. And now you got to pick your poison to figure out who's going to get the ball. So that's what I see happening. Like I said, in the beginning of the year up to mid-season, you're going to see these guys. I think you're going to ease Barkley in. You're not going to, you know, you're going to have a lot of rotation. And then as he gets acclimated to league speed and the NFL, I think that's when you step on the gas with Barkley. He's not used to playing 17 weeks. So you got to use him smart. You don't gun him to the pedal to the metal in the beginning of the year. So you share the load. Then at the end of the year, when he has enough gas, then you floor it.
Right. Manny Dawes, ladies and gentlemen. Blitz_FOG on the gram. Thank you very much. Chris, you've heard all the stakeholders. What's your thoughts on this unit? And individually, as far as situations and depending on how you attack it from our running back perspective.
Oh, man. First of all, what's up, my man? How you doing?
Good. Man. Stakeholders are on fire this week.
They are. I can't follow what Matty Dogs just said, man. That dude is some kind of fire. That's kind of what I was looking at. Let me start by saying this though. I don't think Stewart's here to be a firecracker in terms of his play. I mean, you know, physically, you know, he's been injury prone. This goes to Jason. He hasn't played a full season probably in about 6 seasons, man. I think something like that. You know, but he brings a lot of experience. He's had over 7,000 yards already in his career. He brings a lot of experience in Gall to Barkley and Gallman. And I think that's what he's here for, that mentorship of wisdom that he has. But I do know we're going to see a lot of fourth and goal with him, he's probably going to be our third and fourth mile taker. I think that's what he's going to do. I don't see him getting over 350 yards this year, Steve, but he could end up with about 6 touchdowns, depending on what we're doing. That's what he's here for. He's here to provide leadership. Okay, Barkley, if they're smart, and this goes to what Manny Jones is also talking about, if they're smart, he's not, they don't use him, and I don't think Sherman will, or Craig Johnson wouldn't recommend it. I don't think he's going to be a three-down back yet, okay? Especially not with the first 7 games of our schedule, which are the most brutal I've ever seen a three-win team get handed after to start a season. I don't think he has that. I don't think they utilize him like that. So it has to be a mixture with those three to include Gallman, who, you know, Gallman is more of a cutback, elusive runner, you know, and Barkley is Barkley's everything. He's not actually limited. So they have a what you call a good problem, as we used to say back in Queens. They have a good problem where they have three cats that they can really utilize for their special gifts depending on game situation. I do believe, and you have to use this word, I do believe they count as, right off the top of the bat, as a unit, per se, in terms of what the capabilities are thus far preseason. I mean, before we start off. So, yeah, there's I think what we're going to see is we're going to see a lot of Shane Smith, maybe, at the beginning of the year with some cameo appearances with Jonathan Stewart as the other running back at the fullback position. I think Barkley and Gaubman will probably get split up a little bit, switched up like that, you know, mixed and matched a little, until one emerges victorious, which will probably be Barkley by about week seven, which we have if you look at the schedule once again, fellas, you can see that we damn near get eliminated by that moment, you know, if we're not careful. But I have a little more faith in that. So I don't know. I don't know, Steve. It's not a paper wise. I think there's a lot of potential there. We didn't pick up Barkley with the second pick of the draft just because he's cute or nothing like that. He doesn't have very many negatives. I remember when they played Michigan, Penn State played Michigan last year. The knock on him was that he wasn't a particularly powerful short yardage back, and he tries to do too much and dance around instead of, you know, working with what he's got. I think he's learning under Craig Johnson and Jonathan Stewart how to manage that. But that's something that also is a strength, on the other hand, for Gaubman. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. I think there's some things that we haven't seen yet that they're planning that in terms of utilization and game planning. So, I don't know. We got my guess is as good as yours, but I think they know what they're doing in terms of the offensive staff. I think they pretty much know what they're doing. I think we're gonna be pleasantly surprised at best. That's what I'm looking at.
So I might surprise a bunch of you guys. I think I might surprise a bunch of you guys. I'm going to go out on a limb and say the unit as a whole, without seeing them play, just knowing what I know with their ability on paper, I think as a unit, we might have the best unit within the division. And I might call me crazy by saying this, but wait, why would you say that?
I'll go with that.
Because
I can go with that.
I'm talking on unit. We can break it down. We can rank them. We could always do a rank them. I may do a rank them one day and put it out there. As a unit, I would put this up against Philadelphia's right now, mm-hmm. Because Philadelphia's right. Lost some guys. Some Blunt went to, what, Detroit?
Yeah.
I would put the Redskins probably be last as a unit. Because, you know, Rob Kelly's a decent running back, but he's had his issues. Darius mm-hmm. Geis is a rookie. Would I say Darius Geis is better than Saquon Barkley on paper? No, I would not.
No.
I would put the Cowboys, Rod Smith behind Ezekiel Elliott, because they lost a couple of guys as well to free agency stuff. I don't believe in Bo Scarborough as a depth, but a lot of the reps are going to come from Ezekiel Elliott anyway. Now, I might even go out on a limb and say that Barkley may have the potential to be it's tricky because the Cowboys do have the better offensive line over the Giants, left tackle to right tackle. That's where Ezekiel Elliott has the advantage. But if I was to put talent for talent, I would put Barkley over Ezekiel Elliott from what I've seen and saw in college.
Exactly.
Now Ezekiel Elliott played with a better unit on Ohio State, but let's be real. When Barkley was on Penn State, I mean, he really had no other offensive weapons to work with. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Outside of
That's
Deshaun
right.
Hamilton at wide receiver and –
mm-hmm.
And Brandon Polk and DeAndre Tompkins, those guys
mm-hmm.
are not world beaters. Those guys are okay.
That's right.
You know, decent Big Ten playmakers, but they're not. Saquon Barkley was the offense. Let's get that out of the way. And with other guys on his roster, with Odell Beckham Jr., Sterling Shepard, Evan Ingram,
mm-hmm.
he has the potential to have a very, very good season. And as far as running backs, like individually, I can't really go against anything what all you guys said, because I can see dynamic situations, third and goal line, third and two, I can see Stewart getting a rock. I can see Barkley getting a rock. But I do agree with Manny Dawson as far as preserving him, because you want to break him in slowly. Because let's be honest, he's not going to have a lot of carries and touches in the preseason. They'd be crazy to do that. He may play like a half of the Snoopy Bowl versus the Jets, but I can see a lot of Gallman in this situation. Even going to the other guys, that's probably not going to make this team, but they're going to get a lot of touches in preseason versus the Browns and the Lions, which is Simmons and Robert Martin from Rutgers. You're going to see a lot of those guys, type of guys, playing a lot of those snaps. But as a unit, I can see Stewart really getting a lot of those third and twos and third, you know, maybe if it's like third and three type of distance, you know, I can see Saquon maybe getting a little bit of touches. But you know what? What really makes them dangerous is because, like I said before, and a lot of you guys have said, you could really utilize him more like Marshall Faulk. He's more Marshall Faulk than I think Kajana Carter. You know what I'm saying? Another Penn State running back that looked good on paper and it kind of fizzled out when he was on the Cincinnati Bengals. I see Barkley more of a game-changer type of guy, man. I really do, man. And to Manny's points, they can't hold him in camp. They really couldn't. I know that's without the pads and stuff like that. So it remains to be seen. Now, Chris, let me ask you this, and we can run the same question to the stakeholders. We could go back to Ray and Jason and Manny Dogs. What about their blocking? What about their ability to block and receive catches? We know about the running. We talked about those. What about blocking and receiving? Then we'll bring on Bakes and then go back to Ray. What's your thoughts on those areas when it comes to running backs, the responsibility?
Okay. I'm not sure about the book on Barkley when it comes to blocking yet. Okay? I don't know. So I'm going to be very, very straight up and up front. But he's such a home run threat everywhere else. I think he's so complete. I would think that I would grade him as adequate right now. Okay, Jonathan Stewart is an excellent blocker. No problem there. No problem there. That I do know. Gallman. I'm just breaking them all down in my head before I say as a unit. Gallman. Actually, Steve, we saw Gallman together in Tampa do a halfway decent job last year. But that's the only time I was able to really, really gauge his abilities. So I'm going to give him an adequate grade as well. Who else we got? Shane Smith can do it. I want to make sure he stays on the field, though. He played in about 10 games last year? He had started about four. I don't think he touched the damn football. I can't remember. But I do know he's a classic lead-blocking fullback, so we're good there. I don't know, Steve. At this point, I'm just going to have to give them as a grade above. I'm going to give them an adequate because I'm not going to say they're marginal because I haven't totally scouted that part yet. But I have seen Jonathan Stewart and Shane Smith in action, so I know what their abilities in that category are, and they're pretty up on the outstanding area. So I'm gonna give it adequate right now because of the unknown factor, and I'm just gonna leave it right there, bro.
Let's go to Biggs. Let's get Biggs' thoughts and then go back to Ray.
What
Biggs, we're talking running backs, of course. Hollis is in the building. What's your thoughts on as a unit? Barkley, Stewart, Gallman, and then the other guys that we're bringing in the camp. If you want to go with that route as well, because I think they're going to have a major role as far as helping prepare these guys for the regular season. And as far as the Jalen Simmons and Robert Martin from Rutgers.
Right.
So Bakes, what's going on, man?
What's good, family? Shout out to all the stakeholders and frontliners out there. Another week, we're talking running backs. From my perspective, I think we have a solid core. We got good veteran leadership with Stewart coming in from Carolina, 10-plus years as a solid running back. I think his role is really to mentor Saquon and Gollum. and two, provide, you know, see how it's done type of player, and, you know, provide some, you know, provide some, definitely some good touches, because he's a quality running back. I mean, he's on the other side of his career now, but he's always been a quality running back. He was in a great 1-2 combination in there in Charlotte. I can't remember. I think they were they? I believe they were there when they went to the Super Bowl. Were they? When they went to the Super Bowl against the Patriots.
Who?
Stewart.
Who's
talking
about?
The other, Stewart.
No, they played the Broncos.
And,
yeah, he was there.
Yeah.
He was there versus the Broncos. They played the Broncos. Yeah.
Yeah. So the quality, good pedigree, and, you know, got good tutelage. Saquon, we believe he's next level talent. That's why we picked him at number two. At least that's what the GM believes. I personally like Gallman. I have a bit of a favoritism because I was in Clemson country during the time when he was there, and so, you know, a lot of folks used to talk high about him, and I think we have a good. I think if we keep those two together, it'd be a good 1-2 combination in terms of running, running the ball, and you know, two different styles of running. Now, in terms of dynamics, I believe the key to Saquon and even Stewart is the catching the ball out the backfield and being dynamic in the pass offense. And with blocking permitted, we should be really consistent and improved compared to what we had before. The talent level is definitely better. The other younger running backs, I'm not sure how many we're going to keep. So it's definitely going to be past Gollum. I definitely think it's going to be, if they're keeping three or four, it's definitely going to be a scramble to see. I don't think they're going to get those top three are going to play a lot during the preseason, but you never know. We don't know how Sherman operates. We knew last time with the last head coach how the dynamic was. But I think that part is pretty much solid in terms of the production, how it might be that three-headed monster type thing, in my opinion. In terms of blocking, I don't know. I think Saquon should be decent, but I don't think he's going to be in plenty of roles of blocking, definitely blitz pickup. And, you know, and if he's going to be an every-down player, I think Gallman is okay from the things that we've seen, but we need to see more of him. And I think we will see more of him this year. My opinion is going to be, you know, Stewart, Gallman, and Barkley, not in that direct order, but that's going to be the three that are beginning many of the touches. I hope, who knows, maybe somebody might be surprising out of the rest of the core, but I don't think those are going to be the top three right now. I'm excited to see what's going to go on. I'm excited to see the running game improve. We haven't had a great running game in a long time, or a great consistent running game. We've been in the bottom part of the league the last 4 or 5 years in running. It's not really been a part of our focus. And, you know, the offense needs to be 50-50, in my opinion, where, you know, the defense has to guess whether we're going to run or pass. Do you know we have tremendous talent at the wide receiver part? We have a dynamic wide receiver. We have a great tight end, and we have some top talent in those features. We don't really have that big wide receiver, but that's another show. But I think the goal is for that offense to be balanced, and I think these gentlemen will bring that level of balance to the offense as long as we can block and stay healthy consistently up front.
All right, that's Bakes, ladies and gentlemen, from the Frontliners, NYG Frontliners on Instagram, Frontliners NYG on Twitter. And the Frontliners fan page, Facebook.com/ NYG Frontliners. We're going to go back to Bakes. Let's get back to Ray. Right now, Ray, what about their ability? You brought it up running. What about their ability to block as well? Are you confident in the main three? And I think we're all saying the same thing. Jason from Big Blue of Arizona mentioned that we're going to carry three. I think we're going to carry three because I would like to carry four, but I think we're going to only carry three because of the situation we got going on defense, and that more so with the linebackers carrying extra linebackers. But, Ray, but that's a story for another day. Ray, what's your thoughts as far as the ability of these crop of running backs to block, and then go back to Manny Dawgs on that?
Well, I feel like this. Well, if the Giants get a fullback, we ain't got to worry about blocking. And even if they do, they say that Saquon Barkley is a good blocker. So we'll see. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need running back that can block when it comes to the rush. You know what I'm saying? And that was our main concern for so many years. So if we can get running backs that can block, you know, the rushes, then we be all right, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, and I feel that like this. This is the best three-headed monster we had since Bradshaw, I want to say Jacob, and Ward. You know what I'm saying? And that's been a long time. You know what I'm saying? It's been some years. You know what I'm saying? So if we can get these three guys, man, to contribute and put in work, man, sky's the limit. Sky is the limit for these guys, man. That's all I got.
All right, cool. Thank you very much, Ray. Manny Dogs, that's a tall tale table that Ray said, comparing them to Derek Ward and Ahmad Bradshaw, Brandon Jacobs. What about their ability to block? And how else do you see – what are the keys that we have not said about this trio? And do you see us keeping this, you know, the three running backs? Or do you see an extra coming along as far as roster spots? Manny, though, what's your thoughts on the blocking and every other intangibles with these running backs going into the camp?
I think one of the things that, and again, they didn't have pads on much, but one of the things that Saquon had been seriously focusing on in minicamp and the OTAs that Shermer had been talking about and everything I've been reading is pass blocking and picking up blitz coverage and stuff like that. So I think it's going to be – he'll be fine in that aspect. James Stewart, we know, can block. Gallman is going to be able to do it. I love the fact that Chris mentioned Shane Smith. He's a true fullback, you know. You can't play fullback, you can't block, period. And I think he's just – he's cut from that cloth. Like I said, I went further back, man. I thought, you know, young Hampton, young Meggett, and old OJ. You know what I mean? When I look at this group, it's a dynamic group, man. It really is. With the abilities of Gallman and Saquon. Gallman just doesn't have that home run hitter feel. He's not that, but he can shock you. He can do some things. If we get down into some of the attributes and intangibles that we're not talking about, can we spend a little bit of time talking about how Saquon Barkley carries himself? Now, I've been around some fakers and some people that, you know, can talk a good game, but this kid seems to be the real deal as far as his head. As a youngster coming in and saying, you know what, I haven't even really thought about the contract deal yet. I've been playing for free for so long. That'll get taken care of. That's huge. The fact that he can point out the one pass he dropped in camp. He knows exactly why he dropped it, and he knows exactly what he can do to correct it. Those are things that people aren't talking about. I think he's going to grow and blossom into a leader of this team. When you look at Gallman, I think Gallman is going to turn into, and if we do a little bit of a Brandon Jacobs comparison, I think Gallman will be the more vocal one. I think Gallman will be that guy, the fiery one that's going to be the talker of the unit. I don't think Saquon's not like that. I don't think he'll do that. But if we're just talking about in that backfield, I think the vocal one will be Gallman, and the mentor – power guy is going to be Jonathan Stewart. I see Jonathan Stewart, his leadership, his strength, his ability to recognize the game is going to pay off dividends with the younger guys. That's what is going to come down as far as what his role will be intangible-wise. Other attributes, I think, when you can, if you can put Gallman and Barkley on the field at the same time, now you add Ingram, Odell, and Shep, and the dark horse Lattimore. It's a problem. It's a problem because Saquon can catch, and Gallman can catch. And now, if you come out, let's say in a what it looks like a five wide set, but you got two running backs in there. Who you and we shift into an I or we shift into a run formation. Who are you putting in the backfield? So now if we shift Gallman into the I formation, do you respect that run? And we leave Saquon in the slot. What do you now? You got to pick. You really got to pick because I think if you don't play that run, Gallman's gonna eat you up in the middle. He's gonna eat you up. Or if you switch Saquon in the back, are you gonna let Gallman alone? And that's not even including the receiver. You know what I'm saying? So I think weapons-wise and attribute-wise, we've got a lot of ability. You know, Saquon rates off the charts in all those areas. I think Gallman is sneaky quick. He's not fast. He's quick. And he'll get you those 10, 12, 15-yard runs. He'll get you some of those. He'll get you a couple 20-yard passes. He'll get you some of those. He's not a home run threat. So those are the things I'm looking forward to this year is how creative can we get formation-wise with these running backs. And as I said earlier, the later it gets in the season, the colder the weather gets, now Saquon got to make his money. Now Saquon got to make that money. But in the beginning, he's a Swiss Army knife, man. I would not be pounding him in the beginning of the year. I use him kind of like they used McCaffrey for a while or kind of like they used Kamara last year. Use it that way. You know, make him be known. Let him know he's on the field. Make him – they got to account for him. They got to. And let that open it up for everybody else. Because there's not very many rookies that are going to step into the league like him that is going to – command the defense's attention like Saquon. So, I mean,
right.
That's
many
what I
doors,
got.
Ladies and gentlemen. One more quick thing before we go to base. Let me ask you this. How do you feel about the screen game? We didn't even bring that up. How do you feel about the Giants unit as a screen game? Probably, you could probably throw them all three in the mix as far as their pass catch. So, what's your thoughts on that?
I cannot wait to get Omame and Hernandez out there pulling in front of Saquon. It's going to be those two. It's going to be Saquon and Gallman, I think, running screen game. And that's what I picture. It's going to be Saquon and Gallman. You're going to run them big hog mollies up there. I cannot wait because that's going to be a beautiful sight. I think you have to be dynamic with the screen game. You got to be creative. Run them off the edges, maybe run a delayed middle blitz, a middle screen. You can just be so creative with it. Again, there's so much speed out there. Once you add Saquon to the dynamic, Odell runs a 4-4. Shep ran a 4-4. Barkley ran a 4-4. Ingram ran a 4-4. Who are you covering, man?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you covering? So that screen game is going to be legit. And, you know, that's just going to help Eli. I can't wait for the effects that this backfield has on Eli Manning. And I want to remind everybody, I'm not going to get into a tangent, but I'm going to remind everybody, especially Robbie, when he hit it. Robbie, if Eli has a killer year, you cannot say another negative thing about it. Not one. I don't care if he throws seven picks in a game. If he has a killer year, shut up. I don't want to hear it. In fact, if y'all was killing my quarterback last year.
Let's do that. We have to do that one time this summer. Let's put the parameters. We'll have all the stakeholders when we get to the quarterback. Let's put the parameters of what a killer year is. A killer 4,500 yards? Is it 4,000 yards? Is it 3-1 touchdown ratio? Is it? We gotta get some clarification on killer year.
Bet.
right.
If you, I can tell you now, but if you want to do it later, later, we can do it later.
Yeah, let's do it. We'll do it later when we get to the quarterbacks. We'll have time to do that. All right, cool. Manny Dolez, thank you very much. Let's go back to Beggs. Beggs, I hate to bring up this question now. You, if you don't mind answering the question as far as blocking again, if you don't mind, or anything else, intangibles. But I gotta say this, man. What if one of these guys gets hurt? You know, this is the NFL. Guys do get hurt. Let's say Barkley is not there for a game. Let's say we have to play, I don't know, the Philadelphia Eagles on Thursday night and Barkley is not available. Could the Giants survive that type of game with Stewart and Gallman? What if one of these guys get hurt? What if situations like that happen? Are the Giants do we have enough in the backfield to get through that type of game versus a certain opponent?
Yeah, let's talk intangibles. Let's start with intangibles. We know what Stewart brings now. He's an 10-plus year veteran. He knows football. He's been to, Super Bowls. He's played in a dynamic backfield where he shared the rock consistently and was both players were successful for a long period of time in Carolina. He knows the block, to catch the ball out of the backfield. So there's Wayne Gallman. Had a decent year with the parts where he played, he performed, he kept the rock, didn't turn the ball over. That's one another intangible that they have. All three of those guys are low on the turnover ratio, coughing up the rock while running or catching the ball. So that's a great intangible. We know if you're passing the ball, we're not going to worry about losing the ball. As far as we had mentioned just on a topic before about the screen game, we've been notoriously bad in our screen game for a while now. And I don't know if it's the setup with the offensive line or the quality of running backs, but we were never really great in that screen game, passing out of the shotgun. It just never looked right. And hopefully there's an opportunity to fix that with some better quality players. Now, in terms of if one of those players go down, it's always next man up. I've always preached that next man up quality-wise. I think Gallman is someone that can take 20 carries or share the backfield with Stewart in the event that someone like Saquon will go down. It might be tough setting. Some of the things we may not be able to do depending on, who's out. But I think it should be serviceable. I mean, let's keep it real. We haven't really had a running game in a couple of years. And, we hand the ball off and we get 2-3 yards and we make the defense think that we can run the ball. We still run the ball, so we know Eli's not just back there taking shots. But I think with the improvement of the line and the improved quality of the running backs, I think that will improve. I don't think it's going to improve right off the rip. I also believe in bringing on Saquon slowly, and the running back quality will show its value towards the end of the year when we're playing in those cold weather or bad weather games where passing is not nominal and you're going to have to really tote the rock more. But I think we should be able to be serviceable if one of those guys are down. Of course, injuries are definitely part of the game. And we have to scheme or do something. And also, we don't really talk about, we got that $14 million a year tight end, Rhett Ellison. Put him in the backfield. Let him block for somebody in the eye formation or run some schemes, two tight end schemes, and let them guys pound that rock, in certain situations where we have to run. Introduce him into the scheme, and that's another aspect we need to think about as well.
All right, that is Bakes. Shout out to Bakes. Let's get to our final thoughts. Let's start off with Ray and then get back to Jason's and Manny Dogs and then wrap up with Bakes. Final thoughts from Ray on the running backs. And matter of fact, Ray, you know what? Who do you – we'll let you pick the topic next week. This has been a stakeholder, has picked the topic every week. I'll give you out of three on the defense. Ray, do you want to go corners, safeties, or D-linemen for next week's topic? Here on the Big Blue Roundtable.
Man, we should talk about the corners, man. The corners are weak. I don't know, man. Corners are suspect, man. So, yeah, we got to talk about that. For real.
Go corners,
I'm just
man.
Keeping
Final
it real, Steve.
right. Fair enough. Final thoughts from you. We'll go corners next week. Thank you very much.
All right. First of all, I want to say what up to Bates, Chris, Steve, you, everybody, man. I love y'all, man. Listen, man. Final thought is, yo, the three-headed monster, we got it back, man. We're going to do it, man. I think this year, 10-6, man. I keep saying it, man. Y'all sleeping because we got a hard schedule. Nah, man. 10-6, man. We're going to make the playoffs, man. I'm telling you, man. So I got.
Ray, thank you very much on your final thoughts. KGYR Capo, man. Appreciate that. Let's go to Jason, your final thoughts. We're going to talk cornerbacks next week, but Jason, your final thoughts.
It was a good show. Real quick, Steve, you brought up a really great question, and I'd like to use that as my final thought. You mentioned if Saquon is not available for a Thursday night game against the Eagles, I have to say is that defense better play spot on, perfect game.
Yeah, but you know, like you think all these running backs are going to play 16 games? I don't see that. So you got
to
think, if they get hurt, how are they going to do? I'm just saying in general.
Oh yeah, I agree. I agree absolutely. But for that example that you gave against the Eagles Thursday night game, for example, if Saquon's not available, that defense better play spot on money. Spot on money.
Hmm. Right. Anything going on with Big Blue Arizona for the Masters? Anything going on with Big Blue Arizona?
Actually, I'm glad you asked. Thank you. We're planning our trips, as you know. I've got Atlanta, Charlotte, home against the Saints. I'm trying to get as many Big Blue of Arizona to come out with me. I've let them know how fun it is to be with you, to be with Bates, to be with the frontliners, what we all got planned out. I'm really trying to bring these people out. Steve, one question for you is, what's up with the ticket prices for Charlotte?
I can't tell you that. I don't know. I don't know. I have no
idea.
Gee,
man, dude. They're calling that game a premium game.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I have no idea. But, Jason, thank you very much. Big Blue Arizona. That same game is intriguing. That's a home game. That's a 4 o'clock game. Middle of the year, I think week 4 or 5 or something. But Jason, thank you very much for sharing all that information. And don't forget, Jason and Steve are going to be at that Monday night game in San Fran. The flyer is on our website that we share from Steve on the events tab of BleepBlueShow.com. Manny Dawgs, your final thoughts as well, man. Blitz FOG on the gram.
Yeah, Big Blue football is back. Smash mouth, punch you in the face for living. Football is back in New York. Saquon Barkley, Offensive Rookie of the Year. I'm going to say 1,100 yards rushing, 600 yards receiving. We back, man. The running game is back, and I cannot wait. I cannot wait to see everybody's face when them Giants come running into town with them horses.
Man, thank you very much from Manny Dawgs, talking Giants football. And hopefully we get to hear from him on a cornerback episode as well. Man, that should be an interesting one. But Manny Dawgs, thank you very much. And, of course, Bakes, we got a minute left. Your final thoughts and tell all the information for the frontliners and everything you got going on. I saw you hating on Luke Cage. Luke Cage was fire, bro. Luke Cage was fire, man. Go to Bakes. Colin Bakes.
Yes, sir. Final thought.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard me. I said that Luke Cage was fire, bro, but that's a story for another day.
Yeah, besides the bad accents. Yeah, we'll see. But I think we got a good nucleus, man. I think we got some good young horses. We can keep them healthy and mix with getting the line together. I think we can really have some improvements. I think the running backs are probably going to be the key to Giants' success this year. That and probably a revitalized Eli, but that's another story, topic for another day. But I'm excited. I'm definitely excited to see what's going to happen. And I'm eager to see Saquon Barkley out there and see how dynamic he could be and how quick they're going to bring him along.
All right, man. Thank you very much. That is Bakes, man. Remember, man, if you got to get your patches – through the frontliners, man. Put it on your Giants jersey, your Giants gear, man. It's going to be fire in 2018. The frontliners are going to be all over the place. Frontliners on Instagram, NYG Frontliners, Frontliners NYG. And don't forget about the community service projects that the frontliners got going on too, man. Giving back is always great, especially when you're repping blue. But for Manny Dogs, Ray and Jason, Chris and Bakes, myself, this episode is on our website, BleedBlueShow.com, and of course on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and Stitcher apps. So definitely share the shows, man, and we'll be back next week because Ray picked the cornerback, so that sounds like Eli Apple, Janoris Jenkins. Oh, man, we didn't even touch on that Janoris Jenkins situation with his brother, but we'll talk about that next week, man. I know that's a crazy story, but other than that, sangre azul, ladies and gentlemen, bleed blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep bloop, 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 bleep bloop.